I accidentally touched a pin. The scene that suddenly appeared made me jump. Everyone around me stared at me like I was crazy. I could only force an awkward smile. I couldn't help touching the pin again. Golden wheat fields spread out before my eyes. I stood up and looked around. I really traveled through time. I looked excitedly into the distance. A shining futuristic city stood at the end of the fields. I started walking toward it. I suddenly crashed into a wall. The moment the pin fell from my hand, I was back in reality. I never left this room. A cute guy bent down to help me pick up the pin.
No!
My heart raced and I screamed without thinking. He froze in shock. I quickly wrapped the pin in gum wrapper and grabbed it fast. On the drive home with my dad, I kept staring at the pin in my hand. I wanted dad to see that magical scene too, but nothing happened when he held it. I touched it again in disbelief. That world was right there. Dad thought I was playing a prank. He snatched the pin and shoved it in his pocket. Late at night, while Dad was sleeping, I snuck into his room and stole the pin back. The familiar golden fields appeared again. I excitedly headed toward that future city. This time, I was smarter. I pushed my bike onto the road, checked the direction, and pedaled forward fast. I soon reached an open area. The moment I touched the pin, a flying vehicle whooshed past, almost hitting my face. I'd barely recovered before the sight shocked me. High-tech stuff I'd never seen was everywhere. Upside-down gardens in the sky, flying cars everywhere. I explored the city excitedly. I jumped on a floating train. I saw anti-gravity pools. They had no bottom. Completely defying gravity, people jumped directly from upper pools to lower ones. These sights blew my mind. Then I saw a group in spacesuits. They were talking about traveling 20 light years away. I was about to follow them onto the spaceship. My feet suddenly felt strange. The pin's battery started counting down. After a few steps, I was back in the real world.
Now you run out of power!
I got home and immediately opened my laptop, frantically searching for info about this pin. Finally found a shop that collects pins. Next day, I rushed to that store. The owner recognized the pin instantly. He said it was a pass to Tomorrowland, but he suddenly demanded to know who gave it to me. I really didn't know where the pin came from. I was about to leave. Two people pulled out toy guns and aimed at me.